हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. सो वी विल टेक अप हियर आफ्टर तैत्रियम बुक्स वी बॉट मेनी इयर्स अगो. I tried to do some during pandemic. You may remember, but because of the out of traveling and then so things we couldn't do. But anyway, at least now recently we made it a point, especially to go by systematically again. Even though I was doing before, but recently, I mean, past few years, we have taken up this. We finished Mundaka. We finished now. Katha also, even though I had taught many years ago other Upanishads, still we'll do, let us do it again with Bhashyam. And we'll take up Taittiriya Upanishad, next one. Okay. With Bhashyam, we'll do. Because Taittiriya Upanishad also belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. And why the Upanishad is known as Taittiriya Upanishad? Because the teaching given by the Acharya was received, assimilated, ascertained by the students. The story goes like this. The students became arrogant. In fact, where Vedanta Jnanam, there cannot be arrogance. The Jnanam itself is for resolving the arrogance. When Ahankara resolves, arrogance also resolves. The bloated Ahankara becomes thin Ahankara. And thin Ahankara becomes resolved for good, tracelessly. Without any trace, Ahankara should resolve in Jnanam. That's what Jnanam does. Ahankara is not destroyed. Ahankara becomes resolved. In the wake of the Jnanam, the ascertained vision of the reality being one's own self, one sees absolutely what is his reality. There is no second thing. What we say as I, or what we say as this, all these pronouns are just expressions of what? Manifestations of knowledge. When you say I, this is an expression of manifestation of knowledge. When you say this, is also expression of the manifestation of knowledge. And these expressions denote. I denotes the self. This denotes anything and everything other than the self. That is why even in Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, very beautifully it is said, what is idam? Anything and everything denoted by the word this, any pronoun other than I is what? In it. Anatma. So, aham and idam are words when they become expressed, denoting the respective things. They're expressions of manifestations of knowledge. The first person singular pronoun and third person singular pronoun. Within the one idam can refer to countless number of forms, names and functions. Only one idam. and countless number of forms, names and functions which constitute the whole jagat together can be denoted by this one word idam, third person singular pronoun idam. What is idam? An expression of manifestation of knowledge. And what is aham? Aham refers to oneself, one's own self, which is also an expression of the manifestation of knowledge. Expressions come and go. Expressions come, expressions disappear, appear and disappear. When do they appear? When there's manifestation of knowledge, expressions appear. When there's no manifestation of knowledge, expressions disappear. So expressions are of the manifestations of knowledge. And the manifestations of knowledge also come and go. Manifestations come and go. The knowledge the reality doesn't come and go. It's always there. That is permanent. That is one. Knowledge is one. What is knowledge? Knowledge is a word. Knowledge is a word implying abstract, formless reality. Knowledge is a word implying the abstract, formless reality, inexplicable reality, subtlest reality. Because knowledge is the word implying the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, absolutely what is knowledge? The reality implied by the term knowledge. Manifestations of knowledge appear and disappear. The words, expressions of manifestations also appear and disappear. Along with the expressions, the forms, names and functions also appear and disappear. What doesn't appear and disappear, what is always there, is the reality implied by the term knowledge. So the knowledge is absolutely real. Therefore, in understanding what that reality implied by the term knowledge is, what is that jnanam? What that reality is, what is that which is implied by the term knowledge? When we understand, aham resolves, idam also becomes resolved. They're not really there. They're as though. This cognitively resolving the I sense and this sense is what? In fact, ahankara, resolution of ahankara. Ahankara resolves means arrogance will disappear by itself. There cannot be arrogance. That is why in Shatpadi Stotram, Shankar Bhagavatpada requests Bhagavan for our sake. Avinayam Apanaya Vishnu. Oh Lord, help me resolve my arrogance by resolving the very ahankara, by blessing me with the wisdom, by blessing me with the clear vision of your swarupam, obtaining as my own swarupam. Avinayam apanaya. So arrogance and jnanam cannot be together, cannot coexist. Sometimes, if the academic, the person has understood academically things, lot of information he gathers, but still assimilation has not taken place, still arrogance is possible. In fact, it is not only the Upanishad, it's Taittiriya Aranyakam, Taittiriya Brahmanam, the whole shaka is the Taittiriya shaka we have. It need not be Vedanta Jnanam alone. Okay? Taittiriya Shaka. The whole big branch is there. Taittiriya Brahmanam, Taittiriya Aranyakam. There, part of that, we have Taittiriya Upanishad also. So the Sishyas became very arrogant because of the scholarship and the knowledge. The Guru asked them, cursed them to be, ask them to return the knowledge. How can knowledge be returned? It cannot be returned. Knowledge is one thing which cannot be stolen, which cannot be given, which cannot be taken away by anybody. So the Sishyas became tittiri birds, and then they vomited everything. Some story is there. Okay, let us not take the story very seriously. Puja Swamiji always says, don't take certain things very seriously. The teaching, of course, is a beautiful, it's very, very important. We'll see everything very carefully. And Puja Swamiji's love, the Swamiji's most favorite Upanishad was this Taittiriya Upanishad. I remember every word when he was teaching, how he taught it. So Taittiriya Upanishad. This also belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. So same Shanti Patha we have. And this only Upanishad, we still have Swaras. All other Upanishads also must have had Swaras. Somehow they became extinct, unfortunately. We are reading, not with Swaras, but here we have Swaras. So we understand Udattaha, Anudattaha, Swaritaha, these Swaras. So we can chant them with the proper Swaras. So it is easy for us to memorize the mantras also. Of course, all other mantras can be memorized, the simple verses. But here we can memorize the mantras easily because of the swaras. And Taittiriyam is a bit Upanishad of higher level. Why? Because the commentary of Shankar Bhagavatpada presents many Purva Pakshas and the Drishtantas. Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he presents many Purva Pakshas, and also he presents the Drishtantas. I mean, he presents the answers, he clarifies the opponent's objections, he refutes them, he shows the logical fallacy in the opponent's, Purapakshi's arguments or views. Argument means a view. When a Purapakshi is the objector, Purapakshaha is objection, Purapakshi is objector, objector is the one who has his own view, and when his view differs from what is being taught in the Upanishad, what is being unfolded by the teacher, naturally he presents his objection. He expresses his view, which means he expresses his doubt or query, question. And Shankara Bhagavatpada himself as a Purva Pakshi presents his view, possible doubts of other people. Other people means people of different schools of thought, different systems of philosophy, people who accept Veda Shastram, do not accept Veda Shastram. There are many people. They all have their own views, their own contentions, their own hard work. They also think a lot, but they use only logic. They use only tarka as the pramanam, means of knowledge. So their views definitely involve logical fallacies, logical loopholes. And Shankara Bhagavatpada clarifies the doubt, pointing out the loopholes, logical fallacy loopholes in their views. That is how our understanding becomes enhanced and also ascertained. So, even if we do not know how to think, how to ask such questions, we are helped to think and see the possibility of such doubts. And we also get such doubts resolved. So it is for our own mananam and nididhyasanam, our own mananam. Bhashya study is for our mananam. Upanishad itself gives us the knowledge. When the Upanishad mantras are unfolded, we do get the jnanam. Bhashyam study becomes mananam for us. And as we proceed further, it becomes nididhyasanam also. It is for our clear, ascertained understanding. And where Shankara Bhagavatpada presents more of such objections and he gives his own answers, how he refutes the Purva Pakshi's view, etc., are found more in Taittiriya, Mandukya, of course, Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. They are the major Upanishads. Of 10 major Upanishads, these are much really big Upanishads. Whereas Mundaka, Katha, we do have Bhashyam, but not Purva Pakshas are not presented much. That is why when teaching, Pooja Swamiji always begins from Mundaka, etc., because initially we have to understand without much of Purva Pakshas. In Katha Upanishad, also we finished now, we do not find many Purva Pakshas. Not hardly found, one or two. No Purva Pakshas. Whereas in Taittiriyam, we'll find more of Purva Pakshas in the commentary. That is why those Upanishads are studied later on, not in the very beginning. There's a krama, which Upanishads must be studied first, which should be studied later. So let us do the Shanti Pata for Taittiriya Upanishad there's a brief introduction also, which will continue from next week. Okay. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahavīryaṁ karavāvahai Tejasvināvadhītamastu mā vidviṣāvahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. I need not tell the meaning of the Shantipata, because just now we completed the meaning. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we have three again sections. Sikshavalli, Brahmanandavalli, and Bhrguvalli. Three sections. Sikshavalli, Brahmanandavalli or Brahmavalli, and Bhrguvalli. The actual teaching of the Upanishad is presented in the second section known as Brahmavalli or Brahmanandavalli. The very first section, Sikshavalli, presents certain the meditations and even the disciplines even the siksha. Upanishad introduces, the begins the teaching saying, what is siksha? So we'll continue. I think next week you'll be more prepared with your books, with your textbooks or whatever you need. So we'll begin from next week. Okay? Today's class is over. I'll see you with the Taittiriya Upanishad. Now, many years ago, I taught Taittiriya Upanishad. The first, the krama is, the proper way of studying Upanishads is studying the Moola Grantha first. Then you have to study the same text with the Bhashyam. That is the order. Without studying the Moola Grantha, one should not study the Upanishad with the Bhashyam. So initially, when I was doing many Prakarana Granthas, Tattva Bodha and all those things, I was teaching in North London, Mangamma's house, in South London, I was teaching in, and we had in the church hall, isn't it? Those days, imagine, Sanskritam, you were not aware of Sanskritam much. Now, even though we made efforts to teach Sanskritam, of course, I spent a lot of time in chanting, making every word you understand. The whole, of course, recordings, Hardaji has all the recordings on the website. But still, that is very important. What to learn there, again, will come back now. But now your understanding also has enhanced a lot. Definitely. Not like initially when you study, understanding has its own limitation. Again, when you now having learned for some time, understanding has enhanced, and also the with language knowledge also, at least you not become scholars, but still little basic understanding of the knowledge, language helps you understand much better. Those who need the Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam books, the Taittiriya Upanishad books, Swamiji's books, those who do not have, we can try to send them, send those books. if you want. If you don't need, also you can simply follow the text and the Bhashyam. If you can Google and can find the textbook, you can still follow. You don't need to buy the books, okay? It'd be nice to have books if you have. You can follow also. If you don't have also, doesn't matter. Don't want also, doesn't matter. You can simply have the Taittiriya Upanishad text with the Bhashyam. You can get it downloaded from some Google and find out and get it if you don't have. So now definitely you will see much more in the Upanishad study. So I'll end the class now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.